Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank you need. Today, we're doing a different type of show. Of course, it's Carnival Week, and why not have an artist that has been making a lot of waves around the place inside the studio today? I'm talking about none other than Shemi Johannes.
Okay, Lily. How you say Shemi Johannes.
Yeah, we say S to the G.
No,
we're not saying Shemi G today because... Let's use the government.
Yeah,
people know Shemi J, but they don't know Shemi Johannes. I happen to know Shemi Johannes, right? And today I think I should have a good show with my brethren. Also, we have in studio today Miss Kishana Smith.
I thought you forgot about me.
No, I didn't forget about you. All right.
Say the best for the last.
I had to say the best for the last. I did that. I introduced her a while ago.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the same thing now. I need her present. And I'll tell you guys exactly why she's here at the end of the show. But she will be interviewing Shemi G as well.
Right. That's a huge responsibility. You know, when you have to interview the local celebrities, that's a big task.
That's a big task. Well, I agree with you.
Nothing we can't handle.
No, we can handle that. We can handle that. Miss Smith is, she just left Sir Arthur Lewis Community College, right? And she's now making her way into the media in St. Lucia. That's a name you should look out for. Right? Yeah. You should look
Most
out for
definitely.
Her. Right? And you look out for her right there on RCI. So let's continue. Shemi, tell us a little bit about yourself. You see music? Just put music all the way to the side. We're coming back to music a little later. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Shemi G, 270 pounds.
Oh,
my gosh. That's totally not how I expected it to start, but okay.
Nah, you should expect it to start like that because a lot of people don't know.
Telling you about myself, you know?
He's a kickstop.
That's something about you. Most people listening right now would know that, you know, Shemi G always putting a smile on everybody's face.
Correct.
As per usual.
You check it? Yeah.
And we appreciate
that. In a nutshell,
that.
I feel that's it, you know.
That's it.
Who loves music, like writing, love creating, finding new ideas, you check, love, going to the beach.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Normal guy. Island Shemi G, you know.
Island, okay, well, she just said that Shemi was a celebrity, a local celebrity.
Shemi is a celebrity, and I think many can agree that Shemi is a celebrity. But
I'll take it.
I'm telling you something. Shemi can't walk in town, right, without getting at least 5 heel ups a day.
Precisely.
I don't think that's because of music, though. Music contributed, like, make it more, but... From before music, I was always known in the streets. I used to go to RC Boys.
Okay.
I go Seventh-day Adventist Church. I work as a messenger already before. So a lot of people know me. They're familiar with the face.
What exactly did you used to do then that made you quite popular?
When?
RC Boys in the church, like you said.
You mean, as
you,
a normal kid,
you a
things
troublesome
that kids.
Boy.
Of course, things that kids.
No. He was a troublesome boy. Let's leave it as that. Because I went to RC Boys. I think Shemi was probably a year ahead of me at RC. And, you know, after that.
Yeah.
When you get to secondary school now.
Oh, secondary school was different, boy.
What secondary school did you attend?
So, RC months.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, being up to the Shockers listening.
Now, watch me. Coming from RC and going to a school with girls is something completely new. Because, again, RC, we are the closest thing we have is the Ave Maria school. So we jump across the road and, you know, every RC boy had the Ave Maria girl.
You know that?
Yeah, understand? I imagine who was my Ave Maria girl.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
You know what my crush was in RC? Keisha.
Keisha
was my girl.
So your parents sending me to school too, little, but you have Ave Maria girl.
All of us. Everybody has somebody.
What school you went to?
Me? Yeah. Primary or secondary?
Primary and secondary.
I went to the best primary school. Hey, Dimplet Louisy Primary.
Now you see,
everybody's.
I'm in for the primary school. Dimplet wasn't a school.
Yeah, no. Everybody's school was the best school.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody's school was the best school, but RC Boys.
You couldn't play for RC.
Anywhere I go there, I'm a real Babobo RC.
RC Bobo Wasi. If you know that, you do that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But if you don't, then you didn't go to the best school. All right.
Whatever you'll see. So, Shemi,
you know what candy shop? Okay. You didn't have that. You just lock up the road.
They didn't have mango in sauce.
We did. We had golden apple in sauce, actually. We had golden apple in sauce. We had mango jam. We had some great stuff back then.
Jonathan is here saying, big up the RC books.
Yeah, big up, Jonathan.
From Foundation. Okay, I was in Philip House. And I just turned it up.
Clark is the best.
Yeah, you know Philip is the best.
Can we stop the RC banter?
Okay. If you did not go to RC, then you don't know.
Well, I couldn't have gone to RC. This was for no fault of mine,
Kishana? We're going to leave you there. Yeah, you understand? Yeah, probably yeah. That's the interview.
Big up your school, see me. Yeah, big up your school.
Somewhere.
So, yeah. Shemi, were you one of those that participated in RSC Jam?
I never did none of that, you know, really? Surprisingly, you know, but it always sparked my interest. Every time RSC Jam is around, I always, you know, ready to see the artists performing.
Okay.
My colleagues or my classmates taking part, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to be happy to see Nicole David, Cupid.
And they used to come to the school.
Yeah, man.
Right, at some point during that RSC champion, RSC champion, I think it was like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Maybe,
yeah, that was 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah.
And again, you know, it's literally grooming the next soca artist.
I've heard that.
Mata. And I always make mention to that.
Mata. RSC boy again.
All right. Yeah. Of course, people like Little Nick was part of that entire entourage. Yeah. All these people went to RSC around the same time as us. Instead, of course, a bunch of musicians.
I can still remember some.
So why are you not singing?
I can still remember some RSC Jam winners, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, Jonathan, Ryan. You wrote it, man.
And these fellas just stopped singing.
Yeah.
Yes, but I didn't, you know.
I was wondering what happened.
I keep telling you, I have a calypso coming. You all just
really
watch me next year, Shemi. And every year I say next year I will come out with the calypso.
Sounds I'll have to do
like bro. Watch me. I'll have to do like Ernie.
Big up Ernie.
So it's a process, right? Man. But Shemi, where did music come from?
I was about to ask.
Boy, I can't even pinpoint like just one thing. It's just so many things that contributed to that. I would see my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He had like his band playing with my aunties and them. You know, my mom is a singer type. Like she's an Adventist, so and I'm the last, so I was always around her.
Mm-hmm.
And at home she would sing all them hymns. I'll just watch her, you know. Mm-hmm. Check it. She always have that, you know, love for music. So many other things, boy.
Well, I could
contributed
take, I could
to Shemi G. Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times we hear people start singing and then it's sometimes because of church.
Yeah.
You understand? And then they leave the church.
I used to go to church.
Why are you looking at me?
You never sang in the church?
Never sang in the church.
Imagine I sang in the church.
Really?
Yes, up to now, I can't have a single yet.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You say praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, it was just so many things that contributed to it. You know, I really started taking music seriously when I got to secondary school. I used to do a lot of dancehall and reggae, remix a lot of tunes.
On the desk.
Yeah. We used to turn up the class when they had cricket in the school. You know, everybody would come over to the Form 4 block, Shemi and his band. Knocking on the desk, knocking on bucket, and I'm the lead singer, and we're having a whole session.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but professionally, I'd say 2015, when I got introduced to Vibes Productions,
Miguel,
on the Island Vibes rhythm, I had a song called Like a Star on that rhythm there, which did very well. That was my first time
very, very well.
The scene professionally, and the first time I performed Khalid was at a competition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Soca Switch. Big up to Just So Fun.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that competition there? Mm-hmm. Soca Switch. So I feel that's the journey there for me.
And that entire rhythm was a heavy hit, I remember
with
at the time.
Mysterio,
right.
Nadie,
Mysterio had a song that was a top rhythm at the time. And that was one of the time I probably started playing music professionally in the radio.
Yeah.
So around 2015, Shemi Music would be coming to me and then year after year after year continue pushing the same thing. But that sound of Shemi J, I want to say it disappeared, but it's not the current sound.
Nah,
you understand?
We have so many different sounds, you know. I feel like I kind of brought it back on Carnival Goopwell, you know. So it's not something that, you know, left me. It's still there, you know, man. Let's try a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
If you realize I have, like, a good catalog, if the slow kind of groovy kind of music, Pretty and Purpose, Cherry Cassava.
And of course, that's what you were known for.
Yeah, yes, and after we turn it up with this, the power, that's something which I thought I would never do, you know, power. Mm-hmm. I used to say, like, you mad boy, I want to burn on stage. And, and I tried the power with Udo, that was my first power soca.
Okay.
I've written powers before for, like, the likes of J Mouse, Edwin, CJ, you know, but that's the first time, you know, I actually sang, tried a power. So we give them different styles, you know, in the catalog.
And we saw that with the EP.
Yeah.
Right? We'll come to the EP.
The EP, Dirty Papi EP.
That's my personal five there. Ah,
really? Which one is your favorite
tune?
That's
my personal five, you know. Tactic, you know.
Tactic. You saw that video?
I love it.
Respect,
so I feel many persons can agree that, you know, you've been one of the most consistent artists, you know.
Right.
I've Shemi, I'm a huge Shemi fan, so big I can up. Tell you that I've been there from inception.
Yeah.
So take us through your writing process, you know. Is it a case where you just put pen to paper, or, you know, you just one day get up and you sing in your bathroom and boy, you're like, okay,
all
I have
of those
a vision.
Things you just say, all of them is it.
That's it right there.
All of them.
Okay. Bathroom, it's not just one thing.
It's not just one thing. Sometimes I catch a song, I write a whole song, mm-hmm. bring it to a producer. You check it.
Right.
Sometimes I start working on the beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Elmo boy, you see that there? I want you to do this, that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, give me that beat there. I feel in something. Send it back and I start to write the whole song.
Okay, nice.
Sometimes I can catch the whole song without the beat. And then sometimes I can catch it on the beat. You check?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And have you ever written a song or produced a song and you're like, nah, that's not Shemi's vibe. And
yep.
you had to switch it up a little.
Nah, that's the songs I give to the artist, like, songs like Call My Mother for Me.
Okay.
I know that wasn't for me. You know?
Okay.
So right. I can differentiate and say, you know, nah, man, Shemi, that sound like Edwin, you know?
Right.
And not
okay.
be biased and say, boy, that's a big song. Let me roll that.
Mm-hmm.
Check.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to just, we'll come back there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're just entering music, and I think everybody who has probably recorded a song mm-hmm. has experienced that before.
Mm-hmm.
Distribution is one of your most difficult one of the most difficult things
right.
for you to get proper distribution. I mean that you want to get airplay. You want
right.
your music to be played or
right.
something.
Right.
So often we see people come sometimes by the door
mm-hmm.
With thumb drives
yeah.
and watch me. Carnival, it's the carnival season.
Yeah.
So almost every single week someone would come here with a tune.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to play that. I want you to play that. I'm not in my music and
yeah.
you understand that sort of thing. Did you ever experience that when you just entered, for example, the Soca Arena?
Of course, boy. Hustling. Yo, I know hustling with music. I know what hustling with music is.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Keisha. Keisha and I started together.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, we used to walk around with our thumb drives. We used to go by Dexter, by JJ's, make
mm-hmm.
sure they're playing our music there. If any chance we get to perform,
right,
we would do it. So it wasn't like an easy thing like Shemi just come from nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Keisha and I just used to rock, bro, with our thumb drives. You check it? So, yeah, man, I've been through that already.
Yeah.
I've never been through, like, you know, getting rejected and stuff because the music was good. Thank God for that.
Yeah, and that's you what check? I'm saying. The music
yeah.
was always at a level. I mean,
yeah,
you could
yeah,
see
yeah.
the music. It improved and improved
right,
and improved.
Right.
But from the first song, and we could play the first song, you know.
Yeah,
you
mean,
could see that, all right, that guy come there and he's serious. He
yeah,
didn't come on
yeah, yeah.
a jokey thing. No jokey
yeah.
joke thing.
Bro, every application that I've ever sent out, I never get a call back, you know. So I know music was the thing for me.
Okay.
You check, that's why I you know, I went in there serious and, you know, did my thing, yeah.
And you built on your craft.
Of course.
I love that's it.
That's right.
Because, you know, there are artists that, you know, they release one song. It's nice. Everybody likes it. And then,
yeah.
you know, they come the next year and it's like, ah,
yeah.
that's not what we were expecting. But for you, like I said earlier, you've maintained that level of consistency.
Right.
And every year you come out and you do your thing and you do it exceptionally well. So I must say kudos to you. I don't know how you do it.
I
just try it sometimes, but it doesn't work.
I'm
but
an alien, by the way.
You're alien.
I don't know what skill you have. But you're doing
yeah,
your thing.
Yeah, man, thanks for that, man.
Okay, Shemi, you mentioned earlier that your mom was,
mm-hmm.
Well, would sing and so forth and
right.
have some sort of musical presence. But
yeah.
any mentors for you probably growing up, listening to soca, etc.?
Of course, Invader all now, so.
Mm-hmm.
I look up to Invader and his writing and just his whole, you know, the idea of that old persona with the mask and
mm-hmm.
all. That was always something crazy to me, you know.
Okay.
You check, I look up to him highly. Yeah, there's so many others, like Teddison John. Teddison
mm-hmm.
John never hold back any knowledge from me, always sharing knowledge and things that he think that would work for me and
right.
stuff, you know. There's so many of them, you know, so big up to them, you know.
I used
yeah.
to sing too, you know, looking up to me.
You have a vibe for real. I was just asking you about that.
Yeah, we'll save that for off-air. We'll
okay.
save it for off-air.
Now,
yeah.
we have to talk about the Big Bad EP. Understand?
Mm.
I think I wouldn't be able to do this interview without talking about the EP. I mean, this year you took a little break from.
I didn't qualify to this the competition.
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
You serious?
I didn't
okay,
qualify.
Now.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know, it doesn't
that does
stop.
Not deter Shemi. You know.
Yeah.
You know, it's only.
No, I honestly thought
yeah.
you took a break.
No.
I think we went in with kind of a group, right, for the
groovy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now
we're
on
out.
To the next one time after that
yeah.
we drop the you check it the
mm-hmm.
EP Dirty Papi. People, I hope you're streaming out there.
We want, specifically
for y'all
to stream it. If you're not
for Lucia Carnival,
if you're not streaming Dirty Papi right now,
yeah,
you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Understand? I'm literally just trying to pull up the entire song list now. You see, as long as you go on Google and
mm-hmm.
you put Dirty Papi,
Everything
pops up. Pops up. Right. Time. So we're talking about tunes like Carnival, Go Well, Top, Flowers, Sweet Biscuit,
right.
Dirty Walker, and someone's favorite Tactic.
Yeah.
There's some problems on the road and anything for me. Mm-hmm. Right. So that is telling us a lot about Shemi. Again, some diversity in the writing, and of course, he calls it modern dancehall.
Yeah, man. Of course, Sunday and the Dirty Papi, we have all different types of soca. Mm-hmm. It's for Lucian Carnival 2024, so we have to hit them with the soca. We have Denry segment on there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my boys, Umpa, Black Boy, Dave Too Funny. Mm-hmm. And also, we have the groovy aspect, plus the booyah. We have Flowers on there. You know, I love my booyah already.
No, for sure.
I just find like that, you know, I can better relate and see what I have to say better on a booyah beat.
As compared to a soca. Because we heard a lot of things about that from last weekend.
And that's something, like, something that just happened like right now, like from way back, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, my brothers and them always used to play the DJ. They had their setup and all of that. Mm-hmm. I grew around a lot of musicians.
Okay.
We still have our own family business, a karaoke company. So as I tell you, it's many things that contribute to me being an artist.
Into music. Okay.
Any challenges that you faced?
Pardon?
Any challenges that you faced?
Every day. But we're holding it still and doing what we have to do.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let's break down the EP a little bit. We start off with the first tune, Carnival Gopal. You said you released that again for 2024.
Yep.
Competition, etc. And then we go into Top, Shemi J, and Umpa. Now, a Denry segment is something that I did not have on the card, so you at one point.
Really?
Yeah,
honestly, I've done that before, though.
Yeah, and I know, with things like OTW, etc.
Right.
Yeah. Again, brilliant song, eh?
Yeah.
Arrangement, again, I think Elmo did a live arrangement for that song. A lot of people did not hear it, but that's something that I had utilized a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It showed versatility with the sound. And again, getting another one of the EP, I'm like, I mean, I had a few discussions, of course, with DJs. I'm like, boy, that's a shame you're really dropping different types of. And you know, sometimes you know what to expect from an artist.
Yeah.
You don't know what to expect from Shemi G.
Yeah, you can expect anything, bro. Sometimes you think I come in for another pretend purpose, but nah. And that's the thing with me, bro. In my head, every time I make music, you like, for instance, like Spoil You in my mind. From time not get out, I'm like, I will never get another Spoil You again. You have to continue making good music.
Okay.
So that's how I do it.
Well, I'll be honest, if you're Spoil You, it's probably my favorite song.
Really?
I have so many theories that I cannot really pull out one. But I could tell you that Tactic and Flowers.
Oh, you.
Yeah, these.
Well, probably because you are good like Flowers.
These resonate with
me. Yeah, those songs are for you, baby girl. All ladies, every lady around the world, and St. Lucia, you know already.
Yeah. Thank you so all, much.
Yeah, I think Spoil You. I don't know, something about Spoil You.
I like to make music that can, you know, uplift the ladies, make them feel themselves, you know?
And it's very relatable as well.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you have the ladies on lock, you're good.
Yeah, it's always nice when it's coming from a guy. Because, you know, everybody's like, you know, men are this, men are that. But, you know, when it's coming from a man.
Yeah. That way the chulo comes in, you know? Chulo. Check Dirty Papi.
Well, the problems you be creating, boy, on the media there, you need to stop that there. Because
I don't know about the problem, but I know he's a very strong, or rather, he has a very strong presence on Facebook.
Yeah,
whatever Shemi posts on Facebook goes to
go. Remember, I mean, that. In terms of his lyrics, like, you know, you deserve flowers, but we know his flowers are only going to one person. So when you do that and you tease your fans like that.
I give flowers to everybody.
I've never gotten a flower.
You
came here.
Performances, baby girl?
I mean, you know.
I bring flowers every time I go to perform.
Oh, well, you didn't bring a flower here for me today, so I can't.
Yeah, so that's a big problem.
Yeah, so don't worry, we're going to arrange that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm staying far away from that. I guess that's a conversation for the two of you to have. I'm not involved in that.
I'll get to call it for you.
Whatever you involved. Say.
You know, exactly. I
wanted to remove myself.
Why are you trying to take out yourself?
I'm trying to remove myself from that one. Okay. Shemi, again, people, you could go out and stream Dirty Papi
right
now on
all
Apple
platforms,
Music, Spotify, and we need more people on these platforms.
Yep.
You get Spotify for free, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And you can stream that. And of course, you're going to get some commercials or something in between. But I mean, you're still supporting the artist in some way. Somehow, 8 songs, 21 minutes. You can stream that on a drive.
Of course.
Produced by DSM Music. Again, we spoke about distribution.
DSM is the label.
Sorry.
Shout out to DSM.
Yes,
now,
out by DSM.
Many producers.
Many producers, my bad.
We have Ransom on there. And happy you mentioned that. We have Ransom on there. We have DJ Nit from the UK on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so many.
We have Elmo on there.
Elmo.
We can't forget Elmo on there as well.
Nah, man. Elmo on there. Always. Yep. Check it, that's my boy.
A big supporter of local art, you know, because one of the most successful producers this year, having two songs placed in our
national
competition.
You want to go back to Sesame Street again?
No, you're going back to Sesame Street. And he's a very strong believer that, you know what, whatever he puts out is
gold. See the graphics there, how we looking?
It gold.
Shout out to Roel, my boy. Anyway, there, you know?
Yes, that's so. Yeah. We have a lot of local talent, and of course we need to continue to utilize that and push that forward. I'm seeing a lot of that within the Dirty Papi album, a lot of support from our local creatives. Okay, of course, big shout out to DSF Music Group as well.
Yeah, man, shout out to management, shout out to the whole label, you know already. Yeah, bro, I just believe that you can do it on your own. You need a team. You check, no man is an island.
Right.
And yeah, boy, I have a good team, I must say. Shout out to them.
And we're going to push forward. We're pushing forward. Shemi, what is next for you? We're kind of running out of time, so you have to try and run through it. What's next for you?
More music, music videos, more collabs. You know, it's just expect more. More of everything.
More of the best.
More greatness.
Exactly.
And we're going to take that because, again, you know his music videos. They are a joke.
Top tier.
As you said, people look out for that music video, Sweet Biscuit, Shemi G, Black Boy. You know?
I love it. That's already. Sweet Biscuit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're gonna look out for that one as well. So, Shemi, you just want to say thank you so much for popping in today. Of course.
Yeah, bro, no problem. Thanks for having me. I love that interview. It was different.
Now, we learned something new about you today. You know, you were in Clark House again. Probably one of the worst.
RC was a troublemaker.
Yeah, big up to Mr. Simon, RIP, you know. Yeah, that was my class there.
Nah, everybody that was in that class had to have some sort of discipline. You know, so again, thank you again so much for popping through.
Big up, bro.
Of course, we have Kishana here with us, who is more than likely going to take over from me.
What happened? We have to ask Kishana some questions.
No.
I think we should ask her some questions because actually going to be leaving the show at the end of this month. So once again, thank you. It's been about two and a half years. She's here.
Yo, she looked like she went on her way. You asked the question she be asking her.
Shemi just insists you want to ask me questions before
Shemi, ask her two questions before we go.
I asked him too many questions.
You know, it's good to be on the opposite end sometimes.
It's good to be.
Now
I have
doing
no problem.
Well with the question,
I'm
you
comfortable
know.
In my chair.
Yeah, I can see that.
Anything you want to ask, go ahead.
When you're going up for the next pageant.
Oh, boy. When
you're making the next song.
That's a good question. When are you going up for another pageant, Kishana?
After I complete my bachelor's degree.
Boy, you see, we're getting to know things, boy.
You see that?
Smart girl.
So currently she's at school.
I'm pursuing my bachelor's degree in media and communication. So as soon as I'm done with that, national stage it is.
Okay, well, you see the thing.
Wish you all the best on that journey.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And I wish you the best.
Thank you.
But the thing is, right? You're literally doing everything now to help that degree.
Yeah.
You understand?
Wow. Yeah.
So I thank you.
You know how to play the cards, right? You know you gotta know how to play the game.
Yeah, well, you're doing something good.
Smart.
All right? All right. We'll be back again next week. I think Kishana is gonna be here with us again next week. I have two more shows and that's it for me.
You're trying to make that sound sad. I just cried fast, boy.
Khalid is an old man. He's retiring.
No, I'm not retired. I will still be here on Saturdays. I'm
just
going to take a little break off Youth Unplugged. Right?
So you know, I'm to Khalid there. Every time he have something, working on something new, you know, he's trying to give that some attention. Whatever
of course.
My bro.
Thank
good
you so
luck
much.
On that.
We're going to continue working and we're pushing forward with that. So, Shemi, once again, thank you so much. Kishana, thank you so much. This has been another edition of Youth Unplugged brought to you by. All right, then. Youth Unplugged brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. Go over to BOSL, ask about the investment fund, ask about the credit card, debit card. You can't go wrong with Bank of St. Lucia.
Yo, BOSL, I want to buy a house, man. What's up?
Go to ask 4.7%. Go to ask
link up, man.
Thanks again so much for coming in, Shemi, and of course, Kishana. My name is Calvin. I'll be back on Saturday, God willing, for Jam Saturdays with Marie.